Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey there, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast, and I am the host, Holly Cochran. I have been creating a four-part series on each week of our hormonal cycle because I talk about hormones all the time with people, and I try to get people to understand where they are in their cycle and how to best support that stage in the monthly cycle. So last week, if you didn't listen to the podcast last week, I talked about the beginning of our menstrual cycle, day one of the period, and we called it winter. So if you haven't listened to that first week of your menstrual cycle when you are having your period, go back a week and listen to last week's episode when we talk about winter. Because today's episode is a follow-up to that, where we move from winter into spring. Okay, so imagine that these are our four seasons that we travel through on a monthly basis. The actual days that we spend in each of these seasons is very independent. So whenever you read something or you hear something about this season, this spring season, follicular season, the days 6 to 14, are very much kind of an estimate. Some people might not get to this phase until day 7 or 8. Some people might get there by day 5. Some might end on day 11. Some might go to day 16. This is not an exact science because as women, we are not necessarily cookie cutter exact science. You're going to have to get to know your cycle the best to know where you are at as far as your hormone fluctuations. We are designed to fluctuate. I've been talking a lot about, you know, balancing hormones. How do we properly balance our hormones? But what I really want to understand is how to honor the fact that we are fluctuating in our hormones and how to work with those fluctuations to not make them get off kilter and stay off kilter and not properly go through the 4 weeks of a cycle the way we're designed to. And I think we keep trying to fight nature in many, many ways. And I love that it seems like conversations that I'm engaging in more and more and the things that I'm surrounding myself is going back to a time when we don't fight what we're supposed to be doing, but yet embrace it, knowing that when we do embrace it, it works for us so much better than the time, the generation where you buried your head and pretend you didn't have any cycle and you could do anything that a boy could do at any given time of the day, week, or month. I don't know that that was necessarily what was best for us. So being able to recognize what we're here for and how our species needs us to do this in order to exist can help you get and embrace and understand and almost enjoy the fluctuations of our hormones to another level. So today's episode, we are talking about that second week, sort of day 6 to 14. Day 1 is the first day of your period. So you have finished your period for most people and you're moving into that next phase. We're calling it spring. Okay. So in this week after your period, your hormones are going to start slowly to increase again. So you might not necessarily feel like you're at your finest just yet on day 6 of this, but it's starting to build. You are starting to build more estrogen up and progesterone a little bit more during this phase. Your testosterone does not build during this phase. You only kind of spike that during ovulation, which is a very short window in the 28-day cycle. So your testosterone is staying about the same and consistent for most of the month, but your estrogen is building and your progesterone is starting to build throughout this springtime. Okay, so we think of spring as a time for emerging into another sort of season, the snow is melting and we're getting some beautiful flowers starting to bloom. Think about spring and how you can incorporate that feeling or that season into your day-to-day activity. What can you emerge from that winter season and start to do? So I talked about it last week that during the menstrual phase, during that first week, you don't want to start to execute some new ideas or new plans. It's not necessarily the week for that. But because your brain, your left and right side of your brain are functioning at their most synchronized effort, maybe is the right word, during that first menstrual week, you can think about what you want to accomplish. What goals do you want to achieve during that winter week? And then when it hits to spring, the snow melts and the sun comes out, it's time to hit the floor. This is a great week for you to start thinking about how to execute the goals that you were looking toward accomplishing last week. Okay? So start making and taking action steps towards these goals. What did you want to get accomplished in this next month? And how do you put those actions into practice? What are you going to do? What are the steps that you're going to take? Your energy starts to come back, especially if you have honored what winter needed. If you have honored what that winter season looks like, your energy can come back faster once you hit spring and summer. I thought that was a really interesting piece when I was reading, is during spring and summer months when we are supposed to have a lot of energy, I listen to women all the time talk about low energy, not having enough energy, being tired all the time. And I truly believe that they are tired all the time, that they're not really fluctuating in their energy like they should be. Probably because when they should be honoring rest, they're keep pushing through. It happens all the time. Women are supposed to just suck it up and keep pushing through. And it is that push that starts to make it so that the energy can't come back up. You push so hard and you drain yourself so much and you tax your system so much, pushing yourself through months and months and months, that when you're supposed to be fluctuating, when your hormones are supposed to be on the rise and energy coming back up and this, you know, wonderful rebirthing feeling supposed to come over you, you don't get to have it. You don't get to feel spring when you don't really honor winter. So I think that's a really important fact, that it's not degrading to honor winter when the reward is a much easier spring and summer, much more fulfilling spring and summer, much more accomplished. Like, we do get a lot done as women, and maybe even more if we learned to just rest and slow down just even a little bit when we're supposed to, when our bodies are needing us to do something else besides continue to push and push and push. So in this spring season, as our energy starts to build and our hormones start to come back and start to increase, you can start working out a little bit more intense again. You can start adding some cardio back into your world. It should feel okay. Higher estrogen is supposed to help with recovery, and higher estrogen also helps with the pain threshold. So, you know, when you just, everything just doesn't feel awesome when you're doing a workout, it might be because you are lower in estrogen. And so your pain threshold or tolerance is lower. But as those hormones build back up again, your pain threshold and pain tolerance also can increase. So things don't hurt quite so much, and you're able to push that little bit further and it not be overwhelming to the body. So feel free to amp it up just ever so gently through the spring season, day 6 to 14-ish. The other thing that I feel is useful to know that if you are booking your massages, your body responds differently to massages based on the 4 weeks. And the kind of massage your body responds to also is different based on the 4 weeks. So during that winter month, that's when your body would really sort of muscles would relax and you would get the most benefit of a more gentle massage. You would get the most benefit out of the hot stone massage, or, you know, the relaxation kind of massage might serve your entire endocrine system way more than going and getting really deep tissue massage, kind of beat up at the massage therapist to really work on those joints or those muscles. I mean, you don't want to sign up for that kind of massage during the winter months, but during spring and summer, you might be able to get away with a little bit deeper tissue massage. So if you are booking these massages and you're only going to go once a month, decide what kind of massage best suits you and then book it on a week when your body's more open and receptive to that kind of massage treatment. So if your massage therapist is pretty intense and does do a really good job of a deep tissue massage, book that later in the month, not day 1 through 6, but more like day 10 through 20, somewhere in there in your menstrual cycle, your body will respond better to the massages and you'll be able to tolerate and stay in a relaxed state so that you don't tense up while they're doing their deep tissue. So I thought that was interesting. I am going to incorporate that because there are definitely times when I know I have to ask the massage therapist to back off because she's pushing so hard, I'm just tensing. This is not the purpose of this. I am not actually getting the benefit of the muscle relaxing during massage if it hurts so much I'm tensed up, but it easily could be just where I'm at in my cycle, nothing to do with the pressure of the massage therapist. So I wanted to share that part with you. I don't know if I'm ever going to find a place where they say alcohol is really good for the body. I don't see that very often, but I definitely read it during this spring season that as your hormones are trying to rebuild, one of the things that can throw them off or to zap them a little bit is alcohol. So if you are wanting to embrace some of these fluctuations and wanting to have more energy and wanting to feel good, avoiding alcohol during this spring beginning, the beginning part of the spring season, as your estrogen is trying to climb back up, that would not be the best time to plan a social engagement where there's going to be quite a few drinks. Those drinks are going to change how your estrogen builds for the remainder of that month. So that was kind of interesting. I don't plan a whole lot of binge drinking episodes, but I do know that there are times when I feel like it's kicked me in the butt way harder than it would some other time. And I bet you it has something to do with the hormones. What was the other thing I was going to say? Okay. So when our estrogen is starting to build up, we may start to feel a little bit more restless, not as content as we were in the winter, a little more antsy. Sometimes it converts to a little bit more anxious. So it might be more challenging to focus if focus is an issue for you, but not necessarily in a negative way. This might be the time to harness some creativity, to harness some of this energy into action. The supplements that can help that I take in my amino IQ is the L-theanine, I'm not sure how to say it, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. It is the drug that's in the amino IQ. And I didn't time it. I was taking it most days. But I did notice that it's more helpful some days where I really need it. And then some days I scoop, you know, make up my drink and I don't really remember to take a sip out of it. And then there's other days when I really do need to, like I feel a little bit scattered and on edge. I'm going to pay more attention to those feelings and to when I really start of like, I can't even get this class started because I need my drink. I'm going to pay attention. I'm wondering if some of that is, you know, I'm feeling a little bit more anxious and unable to focus and talk about what's happening on the board during that spring season in my cycle. So I'm interested to see if there's a correlation between all of that and if the L-theanine, theanine, however you say it, actually does support that brain functioning and that calming of my system when I'm feeling that bit of anxiousness that goes along with my estrogen starting to peak. The foods, the more I read about what foods to eat during each of the four cycles, I buy in a little less every time, not because I'm not believing in it, but all I can see over and over and over again is you really need to eat whole foods, not processed, very little gluten, dairy, and sugar. Like I don't want to keep sounding like a broken record because I sound like every other podcast I've ever listened to. I think that's basically right now, according to the research, the bottom line. Eat your whole foods, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, lean meats, processed foods, those sorts of things. I think that's basically the bottom line. But what I read for this particular season, as far as foods go, is foods that help to balance the estrogen as it's increasing, possibly spiking, okay? And foods, sprouted and fermented foods like sauerkraut and kombucha are definitely things that will help to balance the estrogen as it's building. So there's only one kind of kombucha that I like. I don't like very many. We have tried a lot. And the one I like is kind of expensive. So I don't buy it very often because it's not even that awesome. It's okay. And it's expensive. But if I wanted to incorporate kombucha into my life, I would only do it this week. Those fermented foods are important all of the time. Probably my gut would feel better if I incorporated more fermented foods into my life. But definitely this is the week that my body would benefit from it the most. So if I'm only going to buy one of these expensive kombucha, I want to find one that's fairly low in sugar and all the rest of it. So when I find one that I like and incorporate it into my world, it would not be on a daily basis by any stretch. I can't afford to do that. And I don't know that I would want to do that because I don't love them that much. But maybe a kombucha or two would be my after dinner treat during this follicular phase, the spring phase. Other things like sauerkraut. I'm okay with sauerkraut, but I don't want to eat it every day. But again, I think I'm going to create myself the 4 weeks and just write these foods down that serve you just a little bit better during that week. Not that they would be bad for you on another week, but just might get a little bit more out of them during this particular spring week. And if I put them on there, then I'm not going to get sick of sauerkraut and I'm not going to eat it every single day, but I'll incorporate it into this week's menu plan. So when we're talking about what we should do sort of mentally, emotionally, behaviorally, this is the week that we can start taking some action. This is the week that we can start feeling like if there was ever a time when you wanted to put in a couple of longer days, this is an okay season to do that. Your energy is starting to build as you get through to the end, like to day 13 and 14. You are peaking as far as your hormones go just prior to ovulation. And so this is a good time for you to say, I can take this on and I can take that on. Learning to say no is really, really important. but being excited to say yes is also something really fun for women to be looking forward to. Know that, you know what? I'm at my prime. This is a week where I feel pretty good. So it's okay for me to be saying yes and not feel guilty about it. We're almost shaming women now to not do too much, to, you know, slow down, you're doing too much. Like people tell me that all the time. But I kind of know when I'm feeling it. I've been saying for years, when it's starting to build and I know I need a day off, I'm pretty good at honoring that. And I truly feel like, you know, understanding my cycle has been a bit of an innate process for me, and I'm going to tweak it and keep doing it a little bit better. But the fact that I have enough energy to put in some of the long days that I do, doing the things that I really love to do, I'm going to stop feeling bad about that. I'm kind of designed to have these surges of energy, and I like the fact, and I'm going to honor it during the spring and the summer month or weeks out of my cycle. I am going to do all the things that I feel like doing, because estrogen is my extroverted hormone, and I am not an extrovert. I am naturally an introvert. I like to recharge my batteries by myself. But if I'm feeling kind of social and like I want to be doing things, I am going to seek those things out. And not say, oh, you shouldn't do, you know, there are certain people in my world who say, you got a 3-ring circus going on over there. That's my mom's voice, just so you know. My mom says that my house is like a 3-ring circus some days. Well, I've mentioned to my mom how her estrogen has, it's significantly lower than mine now. So it's okay that my house runs a little like a 3-ring circus. So did hers at one point. And so there'll be a time when I won't be able to handle the 3-ring circus, and I will change things up a little bit. But while I can, I am going to enjoy it and embrace it. So this is the week when you can start to really get things done. Maybe not the best week for you to be processing the details, but executing, if that makes any sense. There's other times in the month where the contemplation and the decision making is better, but the action taking is now. So feel free to get a little bit brave and get out there and do some of the things while the snow has melted, the flowers are blooming, and it is spring. The workouts can start to become a little bit more intense. You know that you have the sort of capacity. And if there's a down day, like that's the other thing. All of this is got so many variables and are so dependent on, you know, the diet, the sleep, the relationships, everything is also connected, that if it's springtime for you and you're supposed to feel like the little, you know, estrogen energizer bunny is starting to build up and you don't, that's okay. It might be a reflection of what you had to do or you chose to do during the winter or the fall when you needed to be having some rest. If you weren't able to get some rest, you know, your work does not plan their big events that really take your energy. They don't plan them around your menstrual cycle. I'm fully aware of that. So if you really have to go hard during the fall and winter weeks of your cycle because of sort of situations that are a little bit out of your control that way, and you do that, and then your estrogen doesn't bounce back as high, and you don't feel like the happy-go-lucky, got all the energy person during the spring week, don't beat yourself up about that. Honor it, recognize it, notice where it came from, and then just be more mindful and aware, because we get another month to go at this again and to improve on the things that maybe drained us last winter and fall. Do we have to do them again? Could we do something different this time? Is there less happening at work? Can I say no to some of the other things that are not sort of on my plate, whether I like it or not? There's a way to enter into spring a little bit better each month when you are totally embracing winter and then entering into spring and getting excited about what it has to offer. So I'm going to end the podcast about spring, that second week of our menstrual cycle here. And if you come back next Monday, we're going to talk about summer, the summer ovulation peak of our hormone and what we can be accomplishing during that time. So have a fantastic week and we will talk to you all again next Monday.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.